This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
Welcome to my effortless glam makeup tutorial for 2023. This tutorial will guide you through a trendy and stunning makeup look that is perfect for any special occasion or a night out. We'll focus on creating a radiant, complex, defined eyes and bold lips. Let's get started. Step 1. Prep and prime. Start by cleansing your face and applying your favorite moisturizer. Allow it to absorb into your skin for a few minutes. Next, apply a hydrating primer and create a smooth canvas for your makeup. Step 2. A flawless base. Choose a lightweight, long-wearing foundation that matches your skin tone. Apply it using a damp beauty sponge or foundation brush, blending it evenly across your face and neck. Conceal any blemishes or dark circles with a creamy concealer and gently blend them in. Step 3. Sculpted cheeks. To add dimension to your face, contour your cheekbones with a matte bronzer. Apply it to your cheekbones or below it, depending on how you like it, blending upward toward your temples. Next, sweep a soft pink blush or peach blush onto the apples of your cheek for a natural finish. Step 4. Radiant glow. For a luminous finish, apply a liquid or cream highlighter to the high points of your face, such as the tops of your cheekbones, the bridge of your nose, and your cupid's bow. Gently blend it in using your fingertips or a small brush to achieve a subtle dewy glow. Step 5. Defined eyes. Start by priming your eyelids to ensure that your eyeshadow stays in place. Choose a natural toned eyeshadow palette and begin by applying a medium shade all over your lid. Then use a slightly darker shade in the crease to add depth. Blend all these colors seamlessly for a soft transition. Apply a shimmer shade into the inner corners of your eyes to make them pop. Next, line your upper lash line with a black or brown eyeliner for a subtle definition. If you want more of a dramatic look, create a wing liner and extend it by the outside part of your eye. Finish your eyes with a couple of coats of mascara, focusing on your upper lashes. Then grab your favorite glue and put your glue on. Step 6, bold lips. For a statement lip, choose a bold color like a deep red or a vibrant berry shade. Begin by lining your lips with a liner that matches your chosen pink lipstick, or whatever lipstick you want to use. Then fill in your lips with the lipstick using a lip brush or directly from the lip tin. Blot your lips with the tissue and reapply another layer for a long-lasting finish. Step 7. Setting the look to ensure your makeup lasts all day and night. Lightly dust your face with a translucent powder. This will set your foundation in and prevent any unwanted shine. Finish the look with a setting spray to lock everything in place. Final touches. Now that your effortless glam makeup look for 2023 is complete, you're ready to dazzle. Remember, practice makes perfect, so feel free to adapt to any thing that I said or do anything else different. Have fun experimenting with different shades and techniques to create your own look. Enjoy your glamorous transformation. So now I'll be talking about how to make a matte look. So now this tutorial will guide you on how to achieve the perfect matte makeup look. The matte makeup finish creates a sophisticated and polished appearance, perfect for various occasions. We'll focus on creating a flawless complexion, defined eyes, and a soft matte lip. Let's get started. First, prep and prime. Start by cleansing your face and applying lightweight moisturizer. Give it a few minutes to absorb into your skin. Next, apply a mattifying primer to minimize the shine and create a smooth base for your makeup. Step 2. Flawless complexion. Choose a matte foundation that matches your skin tone. Apply it using a brush, sponge, or fingertips, blending it evenly across your face and neck. For areas that require extra coverage, use a matte concealer and gently blend it in. Step 3. Set the foundation. To lock in your foundation and reduce any shine, use a matte setting powder. Take a fluffy powder brush and lightly dust it over your face, focusing on the T-zone and oily areas. This step will ensure a long-lasting matte finish. Step 4. Sculpted contour. Contouring adds depth and definition to your face. Select a matte bronzer that is a few shades darker or lighter than your skin tone. Apply it to the hollows of your cheeks, along your jawline, and to the temples, blending it well for seamless results. Avoid any shimmery or luminous bronzers for this look. Step 5. Matte eyes. For a matte eye look, choose an eyeshadow palette with a range of neutral matte shades. Start by applying a light shade all over your eyelids as a base. Then use a medium tone shade in the crease for depth. Blend the colors lightly through for a seamless transition. If desired, you can apply a darker shade on the outer for the extra definition. Next, line your upper lash line with a matte black or brown eyeliner to enhance the eyes. Avoid shimmery or metallic eyeliners for this look. Finish your eyes by applying a coat or two of volumizing mascara to your upper lashes. Step 6. Soft matte lips. For the lips, choose a matte lipstick and a shade that complements your overall look. Start by exfoliating your lips gently and create a smooth canvas. Apply lip balm for hydration, then use a lip liner that matches your chosen lipstick shade to outline and fill in your lips. Finally, apply a matte lipstick directly from the bullet or using a lip brush for precise application. Step 7. Finishing touches. To complete this matte makeup look, lightly dust your face with translucent setting powder once again. This step will further set your makeup and minimize any residual shine. Optionally, you can spritz a matte setting spray all over your face to ensure that your makeup stays matte in place through the whole day. Final tips. Remember, the key to successful matte makeup look is using matte products for minimal shine. Feel free to experiment with different shades and intensities to suit your preferences and skin tone. With practice, you'll achieve a flawless matte finish that exudes elegance and sophistication. Now I'll be giving you a tutorial for a romantic date night makeup tutorial. Preparing for a romantic date night. In this tutorial, we'll guide you on how to create a beautiful and alluring makeup look that is perfect for a romantic evening. We'll focus on creating a soft, glam, glowy complexion, sultry eye, and kissable lip. Get ready to impress someone with this date night makeup look. Start by cleansing your face and applying a moisturizer suitable for your skin type. Allow it to absorb before moving on. Apply a lightweight, luminous foundation that matches your skin tone using a brush, sponge, or your fingertips. Blend it evenly across your face and neck. Conceal any imperfections with a creamy concealer and blend it in gently. Step 2. Radiant glow. For a lip from within a glow, apply a liquid or cream highlighter to the high points of your cheekbones or face, such as to your cheekbones and to the bridge of your nose and your cupid's bone. Use your fingertips or a small brush to blend it in for a subtle natural radiance. I like to use a brush just because I feel if you use your fingertips, the coverage wipes away, where then a brush, you could just pat it in so the coverage is still on there. Step 3. Romantic eyes. Choose a neutral eyeshadow palette with the shades that complement your eye color. And I can help you guys out with what complements your eye color. If you have brown eyes, you would want to use colors such as emerald, or any color, green really, a cream color, purple, dark blue, or a turquoise. For blue eyes, you would want to use more colors such as browns, pinks, like a peachy pink, I guess you could call it, and nudes. For green eyes, you'd like to use purples, you know, some sparkles, like a coral pink, some browns. And those are just colors that would look good. But for a sultry date night look, you could add some brown with those colors, so those colors would make your eyes just pop a little bit, you know. Start by applying a light shimmery shade all over your eyelid as a base. Then use a medium tone shade and the crease to add depth and definition. Apply a darker shade on the outer corner of your eyes and blend it well for a smoky effect. Line your upper lash line with a brown or black eyeliner and finish a few coats of volumizing mascara. And for a date night look, I like to cut my eyelashes in half, like my false eyelashes, and put it just on the ends of my eyelid so that my eyes look more, like flirty and flared out. It just accentuates your eyes and your makeup look in general. Step 4, flush cheeks. Create a natural flush. Select a blush in a soft pink or peach shade. Me personally, I like peach or like not bubblegum pink, but a little bit darker than bubblegum pink. Smile and start applying it to your cheeks and gently upward towards your temples. For me, I like to focus it on my temples because that makes my face look, how do I explain it? Like, when I apply makeup to my face, I like to put it more upwards so that my face looks more lifted than if I were just to put it under my cheekbones or under my cheekbones, really, because then that would make my face look more low. But if I apply each, like the blush above my cheekbone and my contour above my cheekbone, it makes your face more lifted. So after you add your blush, this will add a touch of warmth and a healthy glow to your complexion. Step 5, define brows. Well-groomed brows frame the face and enhance your overall look. Use an eyebrow pencil or powder that matches your brow color and fill in any sparse areas to define their shape. Brush them upward for a soft or natural appearance. Step 6, luscious lips. For romantic lip, choose a lipstick or lip stain in the shade that suits your preference and outfit. If you want a bold look, go for a classic red or deep berry shade. For a softer look, opt for a rosy pink or nude shade. So for me, for a date night, I go in with the Rihanna, the Fenty lip stain. It's the red one. And I line my lips with brown so that it's not too red, but it also adds definition. So that's what I like to do. Blot your lips with a tissue and reapply for longer lasting wear. Step 7, setting the look. To ensure your makeup stays in place through date night, lightly dust your face with a translucent setting powder to set your foundation to any shine. Finish by spritzing makeup spray all over your face and keep it locked in. Final touches, you are set for your date night. This makeup will make you feel more confident and beautiful. Remember, the most important thing is to enjoy the moment.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart.
Graduating from the KBPS class of 2023. So I was originally going to do my final project on like the aspects of the death penalty and things along the lines like that, because I'm really interested in like social justice and, you know, just things of the law that have to do with our justice system. I'm really interested in that. I want to be a lawyer one day, but I'm very last minute and procrastination is one of my biggest weaknesses. So I kind of switched it up. For my final, I'm going to be like talking about my trip, like how I get to school basically. And so it takes me about 40 minutes to get to school because I live in Beaverton, which is really like, I feel like it's a really big commitment for me because like who else really wants to do that just to go to Benson? Like not just to go to Benson, but like to go to Benson, you know? And I don't know, I just feel like I'm really like out here like tagging the spirit, you know? And so basically, okay, well first I want to talk about why I live in Beaverton, because a lot of people are like, that's kind of weird, like why do you go to Benson, live in Beaverton? So when I was younger, my parents lived together and we lived in North Portland, and then my mom had moved out. I was like a freshman at the time. And then, so, yeah, my mom, she moved out. And then she moved to Beaverton for work. And so I kind of, like, just moved out of my dad's house with her. And then we all ended up moving to Beaverton. But I already went to Benson at this point. And so, like, and then we went online. Or, no, we didn't go online, but COVID hit. So it really was, like, no point to switch at that point. And then sophomore year we were online all year, all the whole year, and so I really didn't see a point to switch then. And then it really got bad because we moved over to the Marshall campus, which takes so long to get there. But like junior year, it would suck to transfer junior year, because that's like really sad, honestly. Like I don't feel like I would have any friends if I went to school out here. And like also, not like that it's a fact or anything, but like I really don't want to go to a predominantly white school. Like that's just not what I want to do. Like I want to be around like people that like same culture as me, look like me, look like my family, like, you know, like that type of thing. Like, I don't want to be surrounded by like a bunch of white people. Like, I know that kind of sounds bad, but I don't know, like, that's just not what I want. And so, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then so senior year, Benson, like, since I'm not in, no longer in the PPS district, Benson, like, they tried to kick me out at the end of last year. And so, like, we had to do like this big thing, like, petition with Hillsborough School District to, like, to where I could still go to Benson and, like, basically ask Hillsborough School District for permission for me to stay in PPS, which is so crazy to me, because why as a senior do I have to do that? I've been here all 3 years. Like, you guys didn't catch before that I didn't live in Portland Public District. And so, like, that was kind of a bummer, because I was really sad. And, like, at this point, I, like, had known that I made it on the cheer team. So, it was, like, really, like, disappointing. Like, I did all that just, oh, this car just got in front of me and, like, put on their brakes. Anyways, so it was, like, really just disappointing that, like, I can't, like, I couldn't, like, be with my friends, be, like, on the cheer team. Like, at that point, I would have had to go to Liberty, because that's my neighborhood school, I guess. And, like, I just really, really did not want to do that. Because when I played on the basketball team, we played against Liberty. And, like, not to keep bringing this up, but it was literally all white girls. Like, all of them. But what I love about Benson is our girls' basketball team, it's all girls of color. So, like, I don't know. That's just, like, something that I really would, like, prefer to be around. And so, yeah. It was really disappointing to, like, hear that I might have had to go there. But I'm really glad that I didn't. My mom figured it out, and I got to stay at Benson. But it's really, really a struggle to wake up every morning, like, super-duper early. Like, okay, not super-duper early. I'm supposed to be up by, like, 6 and out the house by, like, 7:20, 7:30. But as my senior year has gone on, senioritis is kicking in, and that really just is not the case. I'm probably up by, like, 7, and I probably leave by, like, 8. And I probably get to school by, like, 8:45, 8:50, which is, like, not on time, but, like, it's not as bad as it could be, I guess. But this is only on, like, certain days when I'm really struggling. Like, I try to get to school by 8:30, and I usually do. So, I'm really proud of myself for that. Today, I left my house at 7:27, I think. And so, I'm hoping that I can be to school. Well, I'm gonna be to school by 8:30, but, you know. And then sometimes in the mornings, I usually, like, stop for, like, Dutch Bros or, like, McDonald's or, like, gas. So, like, I should leave earlier, but I don't usually. I was going to get Dutch Bros today, but, like, I didn't know how that was going to work with, like, my whole recording. And I wanted to talk for the whole 30 minutes, so I thought it would have tripped it up a little bit. So, I'm just going to talk about my drive. So, at this point, I'm getting onto this ramp to get on to Highway 26. I take the 26 to 405, I think, and then I take 405 to 84, and I take 84 to 205, and then basically I'm there. Yeah, it's really, like, it's not a bad drive, but it's just something I would prefer not to do. I'm really nervous for the school year to be over, because that's, like, when real life starts, and that's kind of, like, scary. I'm on the freeway at this point. I'm switching into the middle lane. I know it's probably really, really dangerous for not, I'm not looking at my phone, but it's probably really dangerous for me to be recording while I'm driving. But, like, how else would I get this final done? Because my, like, I'm so, my work ethic, like, these days is so bad. Like, I don't know. It's, again, it's the senioritis. Like, I just do not want to do work. I don't want to do anything, actually. But I really need to get this done because my grading radio is struggling, and I know Jacob would really appreciate me doing this. So, not just for myself, but for him too. And so, yeah. I keep, like, kind of, like, switching back and forth between what I'm talking about, but you get the gist of it. So, I don't know what I was saying before I started talking about the freeway. Oh, yeah, I'm really, like, nervous for the school year to be over because, like, I don't want to, like, start real life. Like, I don't want to get into the real world. Like, I'm scared. And, like, I'm going to school in Atlanta. I'm going to Clark Atlanta University, HBCU A. But I'm really, like, nervous to be away from my family. And, like, there's a lot, like, that's going on with, like, my schooling and, like, housing and everything. And it's so, like, not organized. Like, I don't know if it's, like, I hate to be the one to say this, but I don't know if it's just HBCUs that, like, don't have their stuff together or what. but like it's really like not looking good for me right now. So a couple weeks ago I had went to apply for housing, and basically it said that all housing for freshmen is at capacity, which makes no sense. How do you admit more freshmen than you can house? And so like, and freshmen have to live on campus, so I didn't really know what to do at that point. And like, so me and my mom had been calling Clark Atlanta to like figure out like what is our next step, you know, because we already paid our deposit and everything. Like I already got everything sent in that I need. At this point it was past the May 1st commitment date deadline, so like I had to have picked a school by then. And so it's just like, what am I supposed to do, you know? And I felt like my only other option would have been like staying home, going to like PCC, which I really do not want, because one, my work ethic like was bad online. And so like, I don't know, I feel like if I'm going to like a community college where it's like, you know, I don't feel like a lot of people, well, I don't know honestly what I'm trying to say, but like I just feel like a community college is not a place for me, and I will not get the like education that I truly need. Like I just, it'll feel like high school part two to me, and I'll just like, okay, like you know high schoolers mess around, that's what they do. Like I hate to be the one to say it, but like I am too a high schooler, I do mess around as well. So I feel like the high school tendencies will just carry over to college, which is really not what I want. And I truly want to be in an HBCU, so that's just like, that was like the main factors, main selling points. And I really wanted to go to school in Georgia, I really want to go to school in Atlanta, I want it, like I just, that's what I want, that's been my dream, that's what I want, that's what I'm gonna do. But it's just like hard now, because so we called them and basically they said was that there's like nothing they can do at this point. Get on the wait list, see if you can get get off the wait list, whatever, for housing. And if not, you can get your, either request your deposit back, like petition for it back, which is probably gonna take so long, but like basically petition for your deposit back. And if that's not an option, like if you don't get that back, then you can do like it's not off campus, like it's on campus housing, but it's like apartments on campus, so like that's an option as well. But I feel like as a freshman you want to be in a dorm, you want to be around other freshmen, you want to be around other new students. Like I'm not gonna get the college experience I want living on my, like I'm living on my own, but living in an apartment on my own like off campus, I'm not gonna get the college experience that I truly want. But I feel like that's my only option, going to Clark Atlanta, because last I checked, I was like 270th on the wait list, which is so crazy to me, because how do you even let that happen? Like, that should not be allowed. Like as a school, I feel like you should have certain requirements, certain, like, amounts that you can, like, accept, so, like, this doesn't happen. But, and I don't understand why they're, like, everybody, like, sophomores, juniors, seniors, they can still, like, get housing. So, I don't understand why, for us freshmen, it's, like, harder when we should get priority. And if I want to, like, but if I end up having to live off campus, they're making me do, like, a, like, exemption form to where, like, I have to, like, petition to live off campus. So, it's, like, your guys' mistake, your guys' mess up is making, like, I have to do more work for it. Like, what sense does that make? And yeah, and I also need to get like my booster shot, which I haven't yet. I don't really know where to get it, but I need to figure that out, because I think I have to send that in by like June 14th or something. And so, but honestly, I don't know if I have to do that if I'm not living on campus. I should figure that out. It'd probably be good to get it anyways, but like still, if I don't have to, then I really don't want to. But I'm also kind of excited for the end of the school year, because I just want to be done with school. Like, I want to be done with these kids at school. Like, there's so much drama in high school, and I'm just so over it. There's just a lot going on in high school, and it's just, I'm ready to be, like, done with that part of my life. Like, I want to start my grown-up life, but I also don't. Like, I don't know if that really makes any sense, but, yeah, that's just how I'm feeling at this point in the year. I think we have about, okay, wait. I think we have about 5 like actual school days left, which is so crazy to me, because it doesn't feel like we're almost done. I'm in the middle of decorating my cap. Like, I'm doing like a Drake themed thing, because I'm a big fan of Drake. Like, I'm literally obsessed with Drake, so that's what I'm doing. And then I'm having a graduation party. My mom's throwing it. Like, it's supposed to be like Jordan themed, because you know he's number 23, and I really like Jordan, I like the shoes, all that. So like, you know, we're doing the whole 2023, well, 23, but of course 2023 themed. And I don't know, I just think it's gonna be really cool. Like, I'm gonna wear a Jordan jersey, I'm gonna wear a pair of Jordans, like, you know, just do it big, you know, for my graduation party. It's gonna be on the 3rd, which is kind of weird because it's before our graduation, but like, I'm graduating, so it's okay. My grades are really, really struggling right now. I'm not really sure, like, where to even start. I think I have an F in radio, so I'm starting there, of course, trying to put that up. That's only because of my final. Like, literally everything else in radio is so good right now, but my final is really dragging me down. So I'm working on that right now. I have English. I think I have a D in English because I have a couple missing assignments. Like, it seems like now that it's the end of the year, like, teachers really want to kick it up a notch. Like, they're assigning so much more work. They're, like, making things so much harder for us. And it's just like, you know we don't care at this point, so why are you like making it harder for us to care, you know? And then I have financial literacy, and that class is so hard. Like, I'm really like convinced that Mr. Trin does not like me, because like, he's always so rude to me, and like, he just makes like really like snarky side comments that I don't appreciate, but it's whatever. I try not to let it get in the way of like the class, but like, I feel like it is affecting the class, because whenever I try to ask for help, he never helps me. But like, then he's always like, oh, why don't you ask for help? Oh, you're confused. Why don't you get it? You need to ask for help. But it's like, when I do ask for help, you don't help me. So like, I don't, like, what sense does that make? And then I'm doing good in economics and AVID. I have a B in AVID. I have to do one more assignment for that. It's like a presentation. So I just need to turn that in, and I'm sure it'll get me up to like a high B, and I'm sure my teacher will probably round it to an A. And then in economics, I have a B as well. And then we have our final. I don't think I'm going to be able to get that up to an A, but I did pretty good in that class. And that's the only class that I need to graduate, because, okay, so when I was a sophomore over the summer, I was like, I'm going to graduate early. That was my plan. I was like, I'm doing it, you know, doing it big, graduating early, going to be that person. So I ended up taking English 7-8 online before I even took English 5-6, which is so crazy to me, because like, I don't know, I kind of did it backwards. But so I ended up taking English 7-8 on virtual scholars, no, not virtual scholars, it was summer scholars, yeah, online over the summer. I ended up getting A's in both those classes, so didn't need to take them this year. But I ended up taking AP Lang for some unknown reason, okay? I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. That class is so hard. And I don't need it. So it's really just messing up my GPA at this point. But I took the class to improve my GPA. But it's like, it's just making it worse, honestly. I'm hoping that I can get it up to a C at this point, which is like, the way AP classes are weighted, it's basically a B. So like, it's really not all that bad, but like, I'm kind of like, not, I'm not a straight A student, but I'm like, I take like pride in my schoolwork. So for me to like be struggling and effing up in my senior year is kind of like scary to me. But like, at this point, this car's trying to get in front of me, but they're not going. Come on. Yep, you're welcome. I'm kind of like struggling, but that's not normal for me. Like, I don't struggle in school. Like, I do pretty decent in school. So for me to be messing up in my last year is just like so disappointing. Yeah, but I'm hoping I can pull it together these last 5 days. We have finals next week, and I don't really have many finals in my classes besides financial literacy. There's no way I'm getting that class up. I might be able to get it to a D, but that's just about it. And Mr. Trin, he said I should talk to Ms. Henry about like dropping, doing it to where it doesn't affect my GPA. But I did that with pre-calc last semester before I transferred into financial literacy. And so I feel like she's going to think that I'm not trying. But I genuinely am trying so, so hard. But like, math is just so hard for me. It's not my strong suit. I should have stopped at algebra 3-4 because I don't need those credits. But like, I felt like I wasn't doing enough my senior year. So I needed to take on more classes, more workloads. And it's like, now like, I'm struggling because of that. Like, I wanted to be the best, and now I'm struggling, which is like kind of the story of my life, because I try to be perfect at everything. Like, I'm low-key a perfectionist, which is like kind of really bad, but it's whatever at this point. So yeah, I'm gonna get those grades up. I'm thinking I can keep like a 3.0 like for this semester, and it'll probably put me at about like a 3.4 overall, which is fine to me because I'm still like an honor roll student. That's all I want is to finish my senior year with honors. Like, that's all that I want, because like I've had honor roll all 3 years, so for me to like drop below a 3.0 in my senior year will make me so sad. Like, you, really, like, what is wrong with you? Like, that's literally like what I would be thinking if that happens. So hopefully everything works out for me. I think I'm gonna like just sit down today after school, like at home, just sit at my desk, like just get it done. I think I have about 5 assignments for English, and they're all so hard. That's why I didn't do them, because like I get stuck and then I get discouraged. Like, I know that's like not like the best way to go about it, but that's genuinely what I do. Like, I get stuck, I get discouraged, I don't ask for help, because I don't know, it just makes me look like, I don't know, I feel like it makes me look bad to ask for help. But like, I know that that's like a bad way to think about it, because if you need help, ask for help, like, of course. But like, I don't know, like, it feels like a weakness to ask for help. But I really shouldn't think of it that way. I don't know how I've already driven like 20 minutes, but I'm nowhere near school. There's quite a bit of traffic today. I'm like, so I guess I technically live in Hillsboro, but yeah. So my house is exit 65. I'm on exit 71 right now, and the exit that I take is 75. So like, I mean, I've driven quite a bit of ways, but I'm still like not off of Highway 26. I feel like that's what takes me longest to get there is Highway 26, but it takes me longest to get home is Interstate 84, which is kind of crazy to me, because like, why is it opposite? Like, you know, going, well, probably because more people are trying to leave Portland when I leave school, and more people are trying to leave Beaverton when I leave home. It's not really, that makes sense. I feel like I had more to, I'm kind of excited for this assembly today to see the senior awards assembly, to see like what scholarships I've won. Cause I really, like with the HBCUs, I really, really need scholarships, because they like, I need to get over. I got all distracted and I'm gonna miss my exit. It's okay though, it's just one lane over. People are so rude on the freeway, they never wanna let you over. Like, you know, you're not in that much of a hurry, not in that much of a rush. I've had a lot of opportunity to get over actually, but like, switching lanes on the freeway kind of scares me, because people are so reckless. Like, they don't care about you. See, I just switched over and then the car like sped up behind me. Like, what are you doing? You see my blinker, you see me trying to get over, that's rude. But yeah, today is an A day, so I have financial literacy, and then we have the senior awards assembly during flex, so I'm pretty excited for that to see what I win. Because yeah, with these HBCUs, they don't have a lot of money to give, like with like merit scholarships and everything. And like, the school that I chose, they didn't give me a merit scholarship at all, but like the other schools did. I don't know why. Like, I don't know, I really had my mind set on Clark Atlanta, so I didn't really care what the cost was. But if I get scholarships to help, that would be like amazing, because especially with like living off campus, like that's gonna be more expensive. So you know, hopefully things work itself out. I got it. The schools that I got accepted to was like Oregon State, Xavier University of of Louisiana. Whoops. Georgia State, Savannah State, which is in Georgia as well. Howard University. I really wanted to go to Howard, but like, I got put on a wait list, and at the point where I like got accepted, it was too late. And I don't know, I went to this HBCU tour over spring break, and like one of the schools that we visited was Howard, and like I really just did not like it. Like, I didn't like how the people there like presented themselves. Like, I don't know, but like I feel like those people at those schools like feel like they're better than everybody else. Like, I don't know if it's just my like self insecurities or what, but like it just like, that's how it felt. Like, oh, I go to Howard, so I'm so much better than you. Like, Howard is the best school in the whole world. Like, I'm so cool, I'm so prestigious because I go to Howard. Like, ew, I didn't like that. But so yeah, that's also one of the reasons why I leaned away from Howard. There's Virginia Union. That's one of the schools we visited on the HBCU tour as well, and I really, really liked that school. But like, I don't know if I just liked it because it was like one of like the really like because it was an HBCU and that's just like the environment that I want to be around, or if it's because of the school itself. So that's also like part of the reason why I didn't go to Virginia Union, because like I didn't know if it was truly because I like the school or if I like the experience, you know? And I feel like either way, I'm going to get that experience at no matter what HBCU I go to. So I just think that I feel like Clark Atlanta is the right place for me, and I'm really set on that. So that's, I feel like I got into another school, but I just cannot remember. My mind is really blanking right now. But yeah. Oh, so we have the senior awards assembly, and then I have economics, and I'm working on my final in economics. It's like a after like college budgeting, personal budget spreadsheet thing. And so like basically you pick a career, you figure out how much they make a year, figure out how much rent is, how much like all that, and you like kind of like factor all that into your daily life and like pretty much just stuff like that. And like it's actually a pretty fun project because like, okay, so I want to be a lawyer really, really bad, and the like I want to be licensed in Georgia, and so I want to work in Atlanta. And so the average lawyer in Atlanta makes like $140,000 a year, which is like $12,000 a month before like, you know, taxes and everything. So after taxes it's like $9,000-$10,000. But that's just so crazy to me. Like that's the kind of money that I want to make, like really bad. And so like it's just fun seeing those numbers because it's like I know that one day that's what I'm gonna have. And so yeah. I plan to get my bachelor's in criminal justice, or social and criminal justice, and then I'm gonna go on to 3 more years of school in law school, and I want to be a criminal defense attorney. I've thought about being a public defender. I really, really was set on a juvenile public defense for the longest, but like I don't know, like I feel like I'm gonna overwork myself, and that's probably not like the best, but I would make a difference. I would help. And so that's really what I want. Like, I just want to help people. And I know that, like, within our justice system, it really starts with, like, the younger generation. And so, and, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's not enough people that care about them. Like I've known so many kids, like, from, like, middle school that, like, got into the wrong things as they get older. Like, you know, like, drugs, gangs, like, stuff like that. And it's just, like, if there was that one person that helped them the first time around, they wouldn't be like stuck in this loop in the system. So I just feel like if I really like tried to be that person, I could like fix not fix the system, but like fix, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like, you know, just help, honestly, just help, like help reshape our justice system. That's truly what I want. And like the money, okay, public defense attorneys don't make much money. And so, like, that's not really an aspect about it, like, the money, but, like, it's a cool plus, you know? Like, all 7 years of school to make a lot of money, like, that's the dream for me, but, you know, a dream is also to help. So, if I can't have both, then I choose to help. So, yeah. So, at this point, I'm getting on to... I think it's 405. I really don't know. I'm not good with freeways like this. Or it's either I-5 or 405. I'm through a tunnel right now. It probably sounds really weird. I don't know what the audio on this is gonna be like, but I don't know. It's like a going to school vlog. Oh, it's 405. Yeah. Okay, I go 405 south. Yeah. But I take like. Oh, it's exit 74. I said 75 earlier. It's 74. I take the Market Street exit because the, like, 405 South exit, there's so many people going on it. So, I take this exit and it kind of, like, loops you around. And then, so, it, like, throws you onto the freeway further down. So, like, I don't know. It just... But I have to sit at a light for a second. So, it might not be faster, but I do it every day. My mom told me to do that because she, does it when she goes to Portland. So, yeah. Sometimes I really miss living in Portland because, like, all my friends live in Portland and, like, not a lot of them drive. And so I'm, like, the one to, like, drive us around, like, most of the time. So, like, it's kind of, like, tiring. And, like, I drive 40 minutes to school every day, like, there and back. So, like, it's really, really tiring to just drive. especially like going back into Portland, hanging with friends, you know. And I just feel like I'm so far from everything, and it's just like I feel like I'm missing out living in Beaverton, but I know that I'm not. Like, I just feel like I am, but I'm not. Like, I don't really know if that makes sense, but yeah. So I'm stopped at this light right now. It's like one of those ramps where it's like one car per green. Okay, so I'm getting onto the freeway now. I'm on 405, and I just, there's like, but it's like exit only, so I have to like switch over, but it's kind of scary because nobody ever wants to let me over. Come on, buddy. People are mean. But yeah. So I'm getting I take I-5-2 for a second though. Like, it goes 405 to I-5 to 84. Okay. See, I knew that. Like, I know it by like seeing it, but I don't know the like names very well. It's crazy because I still have like 15 minutes left of my drive, and I'm almost at 30 minutes of recording. I like to drive in the very left lane because people drive really slow. Like, okay, I probably shouldn't be telling my teacher this, but I'm low-key like, I speed like a lot, and it's really bad. Like, the only time I've ever been pulled over is for speeding. He said I was going 85 and a 50, but I really genuinely do not think that I was. And like, it's so like, I hate that, like, I don't know actually how fast I was going, because I do not think that I was going 85. But yeah, so I'm on I-5 right now. I'm about to get on to 84. Once I get onto 84, it's about 15 minutes from school, and it's 8 o'clock, well, it's 7:57, so basically 8 o'clock at this point. I'm going to be on time today. I feel really proud of myself. I'm basically done with my recording. So, again, this is Aviana Frazier with the senior graduating class of 2023. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart. It is the first round of the playoffs. It's fall basketball, and Liberty High School in the house to take on the Benson Texters. And we've got some special surprises coming up in the game. And here to tell us a little bit more about it, our cheerleaders, our senior cheerleaders on the cheer team, Aviana and Aaliyah. How we doing, team?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing good.
So first of all, tell us about why is today important? What's going on today?
It's our senior night.
And it's the first round of playoffs, so it's a big game for everyone, I guess.
Yeah. Now, when we talked with you last on KBPS on PRP on the Saturday morning show, we found out that you're the only two seniors on the whole cheer team, right?
Yeah, we are.
So what are you two doing? What secret surprise do you have up your sleeve for senior night tonight?
I mean, we're doing our own cheer, but yeah, that's about it.
Our like send off, like,
yeah.
So tell me more about this. Is this something that you came up with?
We all kind of came up with it as a team, but it's like just us mainly doing it. And they're just kind of like standing there supporting us.
Yeah.
So you two are going to be like out in the middle of the court by yourself in front of the whole crowd doing your thing.
Yeah, well, basically.
Yeah, Jacob.
now, I mean, that takes courage to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Well, can you give us a sneak peek preview? Can you let our listeners in a peek behind the curtain to see what the surprise is going to be?
No,
I guess you have to tune in and see.
No. Okay. Well, then. So then, this is going to happen at halftime.
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure
you're at the game.
And that's how we tease our listeners, right? We got a secret surprise, but no, we're not going to tell you what it is. You've got to either tune in live to KBPS
or watch it.
Okay. Or yeah, come down to Marshall campus and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And are you doing any more cheerleading games after this? Are you, if Benson keeps winning and goes further in the playoffs, do you get to do more cheerleading?
Yeah, we're going to be with both teams for as far as they
as far as they make it into playoffs.
Oh yeah, so we got girls tonight, boys tomorrow.
Yeah. We're gonna be at Southridge
every day of the week
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you, I'm really good friends with a parent of one of the players on Southridge. He's a former colleague of mine. He's the morning anchor on a big radio station in town, and his son plays on Southridge. And we were kind of texting back and forth and kind of coming up with a friendly, a wager, if you will. But I'm going to try to make it out to – KBPS is not planning on broadcasting the Southridge-Benson boys game, but I'm planning to try to make it out there if I can. If I can, I'll come out and say, hey, woohoo, I'll give you a big cheer.
Yeah.
Anything else you want our listeners to know about the game, about your last senior moment of epicness?
I just say come support.
Yeah, support Benson basketball.
Aviana, Leah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Aviana.
And Leah.
From AM 1450 KBPS on PRP.
Voodoo Donuts just came out with a new donut called the Fluffernutter.
It's a peanut-shaped donut filled with the marshmallow fluff and coated with peanut butter. It's topped with roasted peanuts.
Not only is it a new donut, but it's a good cause. For every donut that is sold, partial proceeds go to an organization for autism research.
So we decided to go to Voodoo Donuts and order the Fluffernutter so we can give you guys our honest review.
My opinion on it is it's just not my style. I don't really like it.
It's okay, but I think it has way too much peanut butter. And I honestly like the, like, middle of it. It kind of tastes like a Butterfinger or, like, a Nutty Bar, Nutter Butter.
Yeah, I feel like if you like Nutter Butters and, like, Butterfinger and stuff, you'll like this. But I don't like either one, so.
Yeah. If you like peanut butter, it's the donut for you. If you don't,
then it's not.
It's way too much peanut butter.
Yeah.
Again, it's Aviana.
And Aaliyah.
From AM 1450 KBPS.
Thanks for listening.
Joe Anderson here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to place a few songs around the theme of time. For our first one, it'll be Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time.
Thank you.
Cindy Lauper with Time After Time. Joe Anderson here, the host. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are listening to a few songs around the theme of time right now. Next up, it's the Rolling Stones. Time is on my side.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Now you always say that you wanna be free, but you come running back.
I said you were baby.
You come running back.
I said so many times before.
You come running back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. You're searching for good times, but just wait and see. You come running back.
I won't have to worry no more.
You come running back.
The rest of my life with you, baby.
You come running back.
The Rolling Stones with Time is on My Side. Joe Anderson here, the host. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are listening to a few songs around the theme of time, but unfortunately, unlike the Rolling Stones, time is not on my side. I only have one more song left for you, but hey, it's by Billy Joel. Up next, The Longest Time.
I do. I'm so inspired by you that hasn't happened. haven't been there for the longest time. I had second thoughts at the start. I said to myself, hold on to your heart.
Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart.
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of The Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.